Let's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story at BerkshireEdge.com, at Thursday's Great Barrington Select Board meeting, they voted unanimously to designate Select Board member Lee Davis as its representative at a public hearing before the Joint Committee on Consumer Protection and Professional Licensure at the State House in Massachusetts. That hearing is tentatively scheduled for January 27th. Davis will convey the results of a special town meeting last month that overwhelmingly approved the petition against horse racing at the fairgrounds in Great Barrington. At a special town meeting at Monument Mountain Regional High School in December, almost 300 residents overwhelmingly passed the warrant item on home rule petition requesting Great Barrington's representatives in the state legislature to introduce legislation requiring approval of a horse racing license at both an annual town meeting and by a majority ballot vote. There is no proposal currently before the town, but Sterling Suffolk Racecourse has reached a lease agreement with the fairground owners, Bart and Janice Elsbach, to bring thoroughbred racing back to Great Barrington for up to 40 days in the months of September and October, with the goal of starting in 2020, though the company timeline seems unlikely at this point. The company expects to spend between $15 and $20 million on that proposed project. Kent Sewer Commission will hold two hearings, a town hall for financing a large expenditure and new proposed sewer regulations. The hearings will begin at 4:30 p.m. The commission plans on spending $600,000 on the acquisition, construction, and financing of a belt filter press for the sludge dewatering at the sewer plant. The purchase would be bonded, according to a motion approved by the Sewer Commission. The second hearing will be on proposed new sewer regulations. The Salisbury Board of Finance has a meeting set for Town Hall at 7 p.m. Town of Sheffield has a selectmen's meeting at 7 p.m. Town of Great Barrington Select Board will hold a public forum on Wednesday at Town Hall. Residents will be able to chime in on proposed zoning articles that would limit the number of retail marijuana establishments and to prohibit new shops from opening in the downtown business district. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. Questions at 413-528-1619, extension 2. On Wednesday, a special joint meeting between the ABC Committee and Region 1 Board of Education will happen at 7 p.m. in Room 133, and then immediately following that, an ABC Committee meeting will be held to elect officers, discuss the school calendar, and set their next meeting date. The Berkshire Jewish Federation is presenting a series of discussions entitled Moments to Remember, featuring Dick Macht, January 23rd and 30th and February 6th at Knesset Israel on Colt Road in Pittsfield. Admission to the 10:45 morning lectures is free. A kosher lunch will also be served at noon for $7 per person. Adults over 60 will be admitted for only $2. Advance registration for the luncheons are required, 413-442-2200. Parents of high school students are invited to attend a question and answer session regarding the college search and application process that on Saturday, January 25th at the Monterey Community Center on Main Road. The forum begins at 10 a.m. Details and more information at 413-854-5048. Steeples of Litchfield County, a new exhibition of sketches by Stephen Goldberg, will be at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum opening January 25th, remaining on view through April 25th. From 2 to 3 on the 25th, curators Alexander Ellis and Goldberg will hold a public lecture about the exhibit at the Sharon Congregational Church. Parking is in back of the church. Overflow parking will be at the museum across the street at 18 Main Street. From 3:30 to 5:30, there will be a public reception at the museum. The snow date is February the 1st. Tremaine Art Gallery at the Hotchkiss School presents Kahn and Selznick at the Tremaine Art Gallery beginning January 25th through February 23rd. Reception coming up on the 25th from 4 until 6 p.m. The Michael Musilami Trio Plus 2 performing the 25th at the Esther Eastman Music Center at Elfers Hall in Hotchkiss. It is free and open to the public. Annandale-on-Hudson, the U.S.-China Music Institute presents its first annual Chinese New Year concert featuring Bard's College, the Orchestra Now, performing a collection of Chinese symphonic works. Conductor and director of the U.S.-China Music Institute, Ying Donghai, will share the stage with guest conductor Chen Bing and the Chinese instrument masters from the world-renowned faculty of the Central Conservatory of Music in China. The concert will be Saturday the 25th at 7 p.m. at Bard's Fisher Center, the Sosnoff Theater. Information and tickets, fishercenter.bard.edu. Friends of the Cornwall Library will once again celebrate the birthday of Robert Burns with a Burns Night event, Saturday, January 25th from 7:30 till 8:30. Cost $10 per person, 21 or over. Reservations and advance payment are required. You can visit the Cornwall Library for reservations. New York City's Paige Turner, Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde, Saturday at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse. Doors open at 8, the show at 9. 10 o'clock, you can meet Ms. Turner. By the way, at 8 o'clock, there'll be libations and snacks. Known as the Carol Burnett of drag, showbiz spitfire, Paige Turner is one of the original creators, producers of New York City's live drag reality show, So You Think You Can Drag. There is general admission at $35, $55 admission with the open bar. Tickets are available online, sharonplayhouse.org.
It's another series of the fundraising brunches at the Interlaken this weekend. The Sunday brunch for Salisbury Water Sports Association will be held this Sunday at the Interlaken Inn. The event is sponsored by the Interlaken Inn. Adults, $19.95. Children under $10. Children accompanied by adults under 4, free. Brunch menu includes omelets, waffles, spinach, quiche, ham, bacon, sausage, muffins, coffee, tea, and juice. The Interlaken makes a donation to Salisbury Water Sports Association from the proceeds. More information, Eric@interlakeninn.com.
Astronomy 2019, Splendid Images and New Insights, a stunning presentation by Roger Liddell, will be held on the 26th, Sunday at 4 p.m. Photographs will include the Hubble Telescope and other imaging systems. It's the Sunday at 4 series at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Upper Main Street. Information, hotchkisslibrary.org or 860-364-5041. It's time for the second annual Dine Out for History. Diners can go wherever they want at dinner time on designated nights. You're encouraged to make reservations where required and mention Dine Out for History. This is going on, of course, in cooperation with the Northeast Historical Society. The first event is at the Millerton Inn. Dinner reservations are requested. Dates of participating restaurants and their dinner times are as follows. January 26th, the Millerton Inn from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-592-1900, reservations requested. February 9th, the Oakhurst Diner, 19 Main Street from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-592-1313. February 17th, the Golden Walk Railroad Plaza from 5 to 9:30 p.m., 518-789-9236. February 23rd, Manadu Cafe, 54 Main Street from 5 till 10 p.m., 518-789-3570. Reservations are requested there. On March 3rd, Taro's Pizzeria and Restaurant, 18 Main Street from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-789-6630, cash only. March 9th, Round 3, 5523 in New York 22. That'll be from 5 till 9 p.m. And March 26th at 52 Main Street in Millerton, 5 till 10 p.m., 518-789-0252. Reservations are requested. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 50.46 to 29,348.10. NASDAQ was unchanged at 9388.94, and the S&P 500 was up 12.81 at 3329.62. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.